Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, May 23rd. For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 4 tonight in the NBA playoffs at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. Currently, the Miami Heat are listed as a 1.5-point home favorite with a total of 216.5. Now, going to this matchup, the Miami Heat are up 3-0 in this series. They can eliminate the Celtics with a win tonight. Celtics obviously looking to get a win and stave off elimination. And if the Heat win, they're looking to face Denver, who punched their ticket to the NBA Finals last night by winning outright and covering as a 3.5-point dog at the Lakers, sweeping the Lakers. So the new NBA title odds, Denver are now -280 favorite to win the NBA title, Miami +275, and Boston +1600. So you're saying there's a chance. And the series price, Miami up 3-0. They're now a -1100 favorite to win this series against Boston. The Celtics are +700. That -1100 with Miami translates to a 92% implied probability that Miami wins the series. So what have we seen here for tonight? Well, very interesting. Number one, little line movement toward Miami, but also a little bit of buyback here on the Boston Celtics. The Miami Heat opened this game as a -1.5-point home favorite. And the public says, we've seen enough. The Celtics are terrible. The Celtics are broken. The Celtics are down 3-0 or 0-3, however way you look at it. And this line is way too short. Miami's been the better team. Celtics have looked terrible. There's questions I can just tell you being in Boston. Talk radio is just absolutely upset, mad, PO'd. They can't stand the Celtics. They're perplexed how poorly they can play and how they can just look like they don't even care out there. So everyone's mad at the Celtics. Everyone says Miami has this thing in the bag. And the public is saying this is an absolute lock, easiest play in the world to take the Miami Heat. Nearly 80% of bets are going with Miami here tonight, saying this number is way too low. And again, they've seen enough. The Celtics stink, and Miami is the better team. What's notable to me is that Miami opened as a 1.5-point home favorite. Again, the public is all over the Heat tonight. You go to any bar across America, this is the game that's going to be on the TVs, and everyone's going to be wearing a Jimmy Butler jersey. So the Heat opened -1.5. They got bet up all the way to -2 or even -2.5. However, it's not they didn't breeze through the two and a half, and now they're up to 3 to 4. They actually was quite a bit of buyback here, buying low on the Boston Celtics. Any book that got to 2.5 got back down to 2, and all these books that were at 2 are now back down to 1.5. So basically, when you look at open to current, Celtics, the Heat, I should say, open -1.5, and now they're still -1.5. So that to me is what we call a line freeze. A line freeze is basically when you have heavy betting on one side, yet the line really never moved off the opener. So think of it this way. If everyone and their mother's betting the Heat tonight, you know, why is this line back to where it opened? You know, shouldn't this be up to Heat -3, -4? That tells me that you had a lot of respected money, buy low, believe it or not, as bad as the Celtics have looked on Boston here, based on the value of the number, bringing it back down to +1.5. Celtics, believe it or not, as gross as they look, they have some opportunities here to take advantage of contrarian value. Number one, they're only getting 25%, 20% of bets in the most heavily bet game of the night. So just from a bet against the public standpoint, public's on the Heat bigly here. So if you want to bet against the public, the opportunity here would be to go with Boston. Also, it's kind of a looks too good to be true type play. Like, how do you not take the Heat here? How's this number so low? They looked like head and shoulders, the varsity team against the JV team here. So again, when it looks too good to be true, you know, winning by 26 points in the last game, Celtics getting blown out. Sometimes when it looks too good to be true, sometimes it typically is. Boston also is just in the ultimate buy low spot. Number one, when I kind of first learned about data driven betting and value and looking at contrarian opportunities, it was always taught to me buy low, sell high. So you buy low when things aren't going well, you sell high when everyone's telling you things are great. You can even look at like in the investment market, Warren Buffett, he'll always tell you, be greedy when others are fearful and be fearful when others are greedy. So everyone's telling you the Celtics stink, they're terrible, they're awful. This is the time to buy low on Boston, as crazy as it sounds. If you like Boston, here's what you're banking on. Couple things. Number one, in the conference finals, dogs are 7-0 against the spread. You saw it again last night with the Denver Nuggets covering and winning outright. So dogs are a perfect 7-0 ATS in the conference finals. Also, Boston in particular, this is the first time all postseason where they've been a dog. They've played 15 games. They've been a favorite in every single game. So just from a buy low standpoint, this is the Celtics spot here, first time as a dog, but also the value of the number. In this series, Celtics were -8.5 in game one, -9.5 in game two, -4.5 in game three. Now you're getting 1.5. I mean, that's a massive, difference here, massive flip, a 6-point flip from game three to game four, a 10, 11 point flip since game two. So just a drastic, change here, which would be, maybe can even considered an overreaction. Makes sense because Celtics have looked terrible and Heat have looked great. But there's value now, I think, to take Boston after they've been, it's difficult to be such a big favorite all series and immediately become a dog. Like something's changed here. Obviously it's, how poorly the Boston has played, but so far in the regular season, again, Boston has never been a dog in the postseason this year, but in the regular season, the Celtics were 8-1 against the spread as a dog. So they have played well here when they've been getting points. Also in the total, we have seen some over money show up. Open around 215, it's up to 216.5. Pros and Joes are united. Currently 84% of bets, 91% of the money is going over. The over is 3-0 this series. And Boston is 11-3 to the over their last 14. They're 6-1 to the over their last 7 on the road. Miami's 5-1 to the over their last 6. And the over's 5-1 the last 6 head-to-head between these teams. So believe it or not, I'm a Boston Celtics guy by nature, but this is a wheelhouse play for me. When everyone's telling me this is the growth, this is what I always talk about. How we say fade the trendy dog? Well, those are the ones you want to bet against. These are the dogs that I love, the gross hazmat dogs, as my buddy Michael Lombardi likes to call them. The loans that look the most disgusting, have no shot. Who do you think the odds makers are rooting for tonight? The sports books. If everyone's on the Heat, they're rooting for the Celtics to cover this number. I am too. I'm looking at taking Boston here. +1.5. I'm going to hold out for a +2, but I'm looking at taking the points here with the Celtics in the ultimate contrarian buy low spot, grabbing the points here with the Celtics to hopefully stave off elimination or at least lose by one or less in game four of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. For the best of the rest, now let's go to the Stanley Cup playoffs. We just talked NBA playoffs. Let's go to the NHL playoffs. Tonight, we have game three of the Western Conference Finals between the Dallas Stars and VGK. 8 p.m. Eastern time, puck drop on ESPN tonight. Currently, Dallas is listed as a -140 home favorite. VGK, a +125 road dog. Total in the game is 5.5. Now going to this matchup, VGK is up 2-0 this series, looking to take a 3-0 lead. Obviously, Dallas looking to get back in the series. Up 2-0, VGK is now a minus 400 favorite to win the series. Dallas is plus 300. VGK minus 400, that's an 80% implied probability that they win the series. To win the Stanley Cup, VGK is the favorite, plus 120 at DraftKings now. Florida plus 125, Dallas plus 750, and the Carolina Hurricanes down 3-0, plus 2,000. So what have we seen across the market here for Game 3 of the Western Finals? Well, it looks like some respected money coming in on the Dallas Stars here to get back in the series. Dallas opened as around a minus 130 home favorite. They've now been bet up to around minus 140, so about 10 cents of steam in favor of the Stars here tonight. The Dallas Stars are getting 53% of bets, but 68% of the money. So it kind of tells me public split, but these bigger, sharper wagers are leaning Dallas. That's a plus 15% smart money discrepancy. And we do have the line move in favor of Dallas as well. The Stars do match quite a few systems. Desperate off a loss. If you're a favorite, you're coming off a loss in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You're desperate. You got to get back into it. 20 and 10, straight up 67%. That's a 10% ROI this year. If you are a if you're off a loss, getting steamed 10 cents or more in the postseason this year, you're 18 and 6, 75%, 32% ROI. So those would both match with Dallas. Also, Dallas has been a better team at home than on the road. On the road, the Stars are 3 and 5 this postseason. At home, they're 5 and 2. And then also Dallas, as a dog, they're just 2 and 3. But as a favorite, they're 6 and 4. So Dallas has been not great as a dog or on the road. They've been good at home and they've been good as a favorite. What are they tonight? They're a favorite and they're at home. And of course, one of the biggest advantages you get when you're at home in the Stanley Cup playoffs or any hockey game in particular, it's not just the crowd gets behind you, but it's getting that last ice change where the Dallas coach can, you know, see who VGK throws over the boards, then he can match up his best defensive pair. So I'm going to go with Dallas Stars here. I like the desperate spot, a little bit of line movement, good bet discrepancy. We got some good systems here, and Dallas has been good at home. I'm looking at laying the minus 140 with the Dallas Stars tonight to get back in the series in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. The NBA and NHL postseason is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. Well, for Josh's sweats, already gave away a couple of them. I'm officially on, believe it or not, I'm a crazy person. I'm buying low on the Boston Celtics tonight. As bad as they've looked, this is a wheelhouse play for me. It's the ultimate contrarian spot, only getting around 20% of bets in the most heavily bet game of the night. Buying low on bad news. And looking at the Celtics again, 8-1 ATS as a dog. In the regular season, first time as a dog this postseason, maybe an overreaction after laying all these minus numbers throughout the series in the postseason. Now they're getting some points, so maybe time to buy low here. And again, dogs, a perfect 7-0 against the spread in the conference finals. Again, mentioned some over money there, so it's a lean to the over, but I'm taking the +1.5. I'm looking for the +2 on Boston. If I can't get it, I'll take the 1.5, but I'm going with the Celtics here to finally show up and play well, hopefully tonight in South Beach. And then also, I'm on the Dallas Stars, mentioned that a second ago, but they have a line move -140 to -140. Good bet discrepancy, half the tickets, but two-thirds of the money. Desperate off a lost postseason system match. And again, Dallas good at home and as a favorite, which they match here tonight. But then I got one more for you. Let's hit on all the sports. How about that? I'm going to go to the MLB. I'm going to look at a matchup here in the AL Central. This is a 6:10 p.m. Eastern Time showdown between the White Sox and the Cleveland Guardians. I'm going Guardians here tonight. Give me the Guardians at minus 125. What we like about this one, a few things. So some background, Guardians 21 and 26. They won last night's series opener against the White Sox 3-0, blanking the Sox as a minus 120 home favorite. Rematch here tonight. White Sox, by the way, 19 and 30. They're going with Dylan Cease, who was great last year, but hasn't been very good this year. He's 2-3 with an ERA of 4.78. He's going to go against Cleveland's lefty Logan Allen, who has been good, 1-1 with a 3.04 ERA. So what I like about the Guardians tonight, number one is the line movement. This game opened Guardians' very short favorite, minus 115 at home. We've now seen the Guardians get steamed up to minus 125. Some books even a little bit higher, closer to minus 130. So tickets are pretty much split down the middle, 50-50. In a vacuum, a line really shouldn't move at all if the tickets are even, because theoretically, there would be no reason to adjust the number. But remember, the tickets, the raw ticket count is different between how heavy or important each ticket is. Basically, you know, you could have tickets that are, you know, 10 tickets on a game, 5 bets on team A, 5 bets on team B. You would say the action is even. But what if, you know, the 5 tickets on team A are all $5 tickets and the 5 tickets on team B are all $1,000 tickets? Of course, you're going to lean to those bigger, sharper wagers because they're more likely to be coming from respected bettors. So that's what we're seeing here. Only about half the tickets, but 83% of the money is on Cleveland here. And we have seen this line move in favor of the Guardians. Guardians have a big edge here at the on the mound. They have a team ERA of 3.83 versus 4.96 for the White Sox. They also have the more rested bullpen. Last three games, they've only pitched 5 innings versus 13 innings for the White Sox. The White Sox are kind of in a fade spot. They're only 7-22 as a dog, 7-17 on the road, and 2-7 against lefties here. What are they tonight? They're a dog on the road against a lefty. Also mentioned there is some over liability. It's a total of 8 over -115. Looks like it might be creeping up to 8.5. The over's getting only half the tickets, but almost 85% of the money. So a little bit of liability over, but I'm going Guardians here. You got the Cleveland Guardians at -125. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, May 23rd. Reminder, if you're looking for more VSiN in your life, sign up for our free daily newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit, boom. You'll now wake up every single morning to great sports betting content, getting you excited about the betting that day, letting you know all the big games, all of our insights from all of our team of analysts, data, all of the best bet picks as well that our team has. Also letting you know in particular what's going on at VSiN on a daily basis. So again, free newsletter, sign up, VSiN.com/newsletter. We'd also love for you to become a member of VSiN, become a pro member. Then you can get everything we offer. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Once you sign up, we have a promo right now, only $9.99 for your first full month of service. You'll get every best bet pick sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day from all the guests and hosts at VSiN. You also get a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles behind the paywall, and those great DraftKings percentages letting you know bets and dollars on every single game. Again, that's VSiN.com/subscribe. Of course, follow us on social media. You can follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. You can always check out the Market Insights pod a little bit later today, around 3:00 Eastern time. Should have some more MLB games here. I'm going to monitor these numbers here for both the playoff games. And also there is some WNBA today. So we have a WNBA play here tonight as well. But you can check it all on the Market Insights pod around 3:00 this afternoon. But that about does it. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. Good luck. And as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, hopefully you can cash some tickets today, tomorrow, and forever, because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Tuesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.